Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simani Memorain Ram Gold Ryan. Tim was Zekas Baba Kama Daf Mem Ches. The fifth pair, Shoshan Naga Kesapara. So the three tops are going to focus on him. Well, the Gemara relates that a woman once entered someone's house with permission to bake. The homeowner's goat ate the dough and died, and Rav required her to pay for the goat. Although Rav had taught that one is not responsible when an animal harms itself by eating his food, since she received permission to bring the dough in, she accepted to prevent it from causing harm, as we'll explain. The Gemara asks why this is different from a brice, which implies that a woman who brought wheat into someone's courtyard with permission would not be responsible for an animal slipping on it. The Gemara answers that regarding bringing wheat into someone's property, kevin d'lobayi it's nius amidi, since it doesn't require any privacy. Well, by misalkim arvasa d'chatsu nafshayu, the courtyard's owner does not need to remove himself from it. Therefore, the owner remains responsible for protecting his property. However, regarding baking, kevin d'lobayi it's nius, since she requires privacy because her arms are exposed during the process, arvasa d'chatsu misalkim nafshayu, the yard owner removes himself from the property when granting permission to bake there. Hilka kala dida ramya nitrusa. Therefore, the responsibility of guarding his property is upon her. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis taught, Nafla Bar Behivi Shmeimav Chayev, if the trespasser's ox fell into the homeowner's pit and fouled its waters, its owner is Chayev. Rava said this is only when it fouled the waters while falling into them, B'shas Nafila, when it's classified as shore, Avot Lachar Nafila Pater. But if it fouled them after falling, he's exempt because the ox is then classified as the damager of boar, which damages passively, and water is the equivalent of kelim, utensils, being inanimate, V'lamet Sinu Bor, Shechai Bo Se Kelim, and we never found a boar which is liable for damaged kelim. The Gemara asks that this is true according to Shmuel, who considers any obstacle a boar, even if it's owned. But according to Rav, who classifies all owned obstacles as shore, the owner should still be liable for the damaged waters. Therefore, Rav's statement is revised to be that the ox's owner is only liable shehivish megufo, where it fouled the waters with its body, avohivish merecho pater, but if it fouled them with the carcass's odor, he's exempt because grama ba'amahu, it's merely causative damage, but grama ba'amahu mechayev, and one is not chayev for mere causative damage. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's father or son was in the pit and was killed when the ox fell in, its owner pays kofar. The Gemara said the ox is a tum, which is not liable for kofar. Rav answers that the animal was a mu'ah to fall into people in pits, and Rav Yosef explains that it was not killed the first three times because the chazi yarok of enough of the cases where it saw vegetation at the pit's edge and fell in while trying to eat it, never intending to kill, and became a mu'ah to do so. Shmuel says the animal is a tum, and the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a tum would pay chatzi kofar. Ul goes further and says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it could be tarfon, that a tum is liable to full damages in private property, so a tum would pay full kofar for killing someone in private property. The Gemara notes that according to Ula, the Mishnah picked a case of the owner's father or son in the pit because that would obligate full kofar, but according to Shmuel, Orchid de Milsikatani, it's teaching a common case but would apply to anyone. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara relates that a woman once entered someone's house with permission to bake. The homeowner's goat ate the dough and died, and Rav required her to pay for the goat. Although Rav had taught that one is not responsible when an animal harms itself by eating his food, since she received permission to bring the dough in, she accepted to prevent it from causing harm, as we'll explain. The Gemara asks why this is different from a brice, which implies that a woman who brought wheat into someone's courtyard with permission would not be responsible for an animal slipping on it. The Gemara answers that regarding bringing wheat into someone's property, kevin d'lobayi it's nius amidi, since it doesn't require any privacy. Well, by misalkim arvasa d'chatsu nafshayu, the courtyard's owner does not need to remove himself from it. Therefore, the owner remains responsible for protecting his property. However, regarding baking, kevin d'lobayi it's nius, since she requires privacy because her arms are exposed during the process, arvasa d'chatsu misalkim nafshayu, the yard owner removes himself from the property when granting permission to bake there. Hilka kala dida ramya nitrusa. Therefore, the responsibility of guarding his property is upon her. Pointing to the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis taught, Nafla Bar Behivi Shmeimav Chayev, if the trespasser's ox fell into the homeowner's pit and fouled its waters, its owner is Chayev. Rav said this is only when it fouled the waters while falling into them, B'shas Nafila, when it's classified as shore, Avot Lachar Nafila Pater. But if it fouled them after falling, he's exempt because the ox is then classified as the damager of boar, which damages passively, and water is the equivalent of kelim, utensils, being inanimate, V'lamet Sinu Bor, Shechai Bo Se Kelim, and we never found a boar which is liable for damaged kelim. The Gemara asks that this is true according to Shmuel, who considers any obstacle a boar, even if it's owned. But according to Rav, who classifies all owned obstacles as shore, the owner should still be liable for the damaged waters. Therefore, Rav's statement is revised to be that the ox's owner is only liable shehivish megufo, where it fouled the waters with its body, But if it fouled them with the carcass's odor, he's exempt because grama ba'amahu, it's merely causative damage. But grama ba'amahu mechayev, and one is not chayev for mere causative damage. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's father or son was in the pit and was killed when the ox fell in, its owner pays kofar. The Gemara said the ox is a tum, which is not liable for kofar. Rav answers that the animal was a mu'ah to fall into people in pits, and Rav Yosef explains that it was not killed the first three times because the chazi yarok of enough of the cases where it saw vegetation at the pit's edge and fell in while trying to eat it, never intending to kill, and became a mu'ah to do so. Shmuel says the animal is a tum, and the Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that a tum would pay chatzi kofar. Ul goes further and says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds with Rabbi Tarfon that a tum is liable to full damages in private property, so a tum would pay full kofar for killing someone in private property. The Gemara notes that according to Ula, the Mishnah picked a case of the owner's father or son in the pit because that would obligate full kofar, but according to Shmuel, Orchid de Milsikatani, it's teaching a common case but would apply to anyone. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Ches. I understand that Siman relates to Moach, a brain, and we use a brainiac as the Siman, a highly intelligent person. So here goes. The brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayef to pay, called her husband who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor. Unaware that an ox just fell into a pit behind him, killing his father, making its owner chayef and kofar. Once again, some motion. The brainiac's wife, brainiac, that must be on Daf Mem Ches, Moach, brain. The brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayef to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a woman once entered someone's house with permission to bake. The homeowner's goat ate the dough and died, and Rav required her to pay for the goat. This is because since she requires privacy, because her arms are exposed during the process, the yard's owner removed himself from the property when granting her permission to bake there. Therefore, the responsibility of guarding his property is upon her. So the brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayef to pay, called her husband who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis had taught. If the trespasser's ox fell into the homeowner's pit and fouled its waters, its owner is chayef. Rav said this is only when it fouled the waters while falling into them, when it's classified as a shore. But if it fouled them after falling in, he's exempt. According to Rav, Rav's statement is revised to be that an ox's owner is only chayef shehivish megufo, where it fouled the waters with its body. But if it fouled them with the carcass's odor, he's pate because grama ba'amahu, it's merely causative damage. For grama ba'amahu, and one is not chayev for mere causative damage. So the brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayev to pay, called her husband who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor, unaware that an ox just fell into a pit behind him, killing his father, making its owner chayev and kofar, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's father or son was in the pit and was killed when the ox fell in, its owner pays kofar. The Gemara asks that the ox is a tum, and it's not liable to kofar. Rav answers that the animal was a mu'ah to fall onto people in pits, and Rav Yosef explains that it was not killed the first three times because the cases where it saw vegetation at the pit's edge and fell in while trying to eat it, never intending to kill, and became a mu'ah to do so. So once again, the brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayef to pay, called her husband who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor, unaware that an ox just fell into a pit behind him, killing his father, making its owner chayef and kofar. All right, so now it's time for Four Blah Bach Hazara. Daf Mem Dalad. So the Siman Daf Mem Dalad is mud. So here goes. The ox that rubbed itself against a muddy wall, mud, that must be one Daf Mem Dalad. The ox had rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, which reminds us, the next mission states, Shorishim is hachib b'chosav and nafala adam. If an ox was rubbing itself against a wall and it collapsed onto a person and killed him, or if an ox intended to kill an animal, a goy, or a non-viable baby, and instead killed a viable Jew, it is pater. There's malchokas whether an ox is liable for unintentional damages when it injures a person. So the ox had rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, that an ox which intended to kill an animal and killed a person is exempt from being stoned. This implies that if it had tended to kill a Jew and killed a different Jew, it is stoned. The Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, who said, "Afil niskaven l'harog hazeh v'harog hazeh pater," even if it intended to kill this Jew and instead killed another, it's pater, because the Torah said, Asher yisakel v'gam ba'alav you must. The ox shall be stoned, and the owner shall also die. This juxtaposition teaches, k'misas haban kach misas asher. As the laws are regarding the owner's death, so are the laws regarding the ox's death. So the ox had rubbed itself against a muddy wall, which then collapsed and killed a Jew, and then got so angry that it got all muddy that it attempted to gore someone to death, but accidentally killed someone else, turned out to be an ownerless ox, which isn't killed, which reminds us, there's some halachos if an ownerless ox that kills a Jew is killed, Rav Huna says, the Riyut exempted the ox, afil nagach ubasov hiktish, even where it gored and he subsequently was makdishit, nagach ubasov hifkir, or it gored and he subsequently was mafkirit. Daf mem hei, so the simmer daf mem hei is manishtana, so here goes. When the little boy of the Siddur asked, why is it different? Why is it different? Manishtana, that must be on daf mem hei. When the little boy of the Siddur asked, why is it different for a shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if a shomer was guarding an ox when it killed someone, he can return it before its sentence to avoid paying for it since it's currently a valuable ox. If he returned after it was condemned, the Tanakhama says, in a mochsar, it's not considered return because it's now worthless. But Rabbi Yaakov says it's considered return. Rava says they argue about gomim dino shel shor shelo b'fanav, if Beis Din can rule on the case of an ox, not in its presence. So when the little boy of the Siddur who asked, why is it different for a shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, was interrupted by his brother who went ahead and read about the four shomrim, who are niknesu tachas abalim, which reminds the Brisa elaborates on the Mishnah daf mem dalet amud beis. Arba niknesu tachas abalim, four people take the owner's place to be liable for an animal's damages, and they are the shomer chinam, a shoel, a nosei sachar, and a socher, an unpaid shomer, a borrower, a paid shomer, and a renter. If the ox killed, then a tam would be killed and no kofar is paid. If it's a muad, now ragim mushalmin is a kofar. The ox is killed and the shomer pays kofar, v'chayyavin ox yedemei shor lebalav, and must return the ox's value to its owner, except for a shomer chinam, who was pater. So when the little boy of the Seder asked, why is it different for a shomer to return an ox after it was condemned, was interrupted by his brother who went ahead and read about the four shomrim, who are niknesu tachas abalim. Their father stood up holding a knife and said he would guard proper behavior at the table, just like he would guard a muad. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about the level of shmira required for tam and muad. Beleazar says, in lo shmira al sakin, a muad has no sufficient guarding except the knife of shechita, and he's liable for damages even when he guarded it in a superior way. Daf mem vav, so the simmer daf mem vav is a cow that goes moo. So here goes. The owner of the mooing ox, that must be learned daf mem vav, moo. The owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow gored with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzim Mechavero, all of Araya, which reminds us. The fifth parak begins, Shor Shenaga Kazapar Venimsa Ubara Batsida. If an ox gored a cow and its fetus was found dead at its side, and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the ox gored it, and the ox's owner is not responsible, or if it gave birth after the ox gored it, causing the loss of the fetus, he pays chasi nezik for the cow and revi nezik for the fetus. This mission reflects the opinion of Simkas, who holds mamun amuta basavik chokin, money whose ownership is inherently in doubt is divided by the two parties. But the chamim hold zek kol gadol b'din. This is a great rule in judgment. Hamosi mechavero all of araya. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow gored with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus hamosi mechavero. All of Araya, which is a call Gadol Bedin, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why the principle of Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is called call Gadol Bedin, a great rule in judgment. It first answers that it teaches that Afil Nizak Omer Bari, Umazik Omer Shema, that even if the victim says, you're definitely liable, and the damage only says, I'm possibly exempt, the victim cannot collect without proof. And we also learn that Ein Holchin B'mamun Achar Rov, we don't go after the majority in monetary matters. So the owner of the mooing ox, which was standing by the dead cow gored with the dead cow fetus by its side, told the owner of the fetus, Hamotzi Mechavero, all of Araya, which is Kol Gadol Bedin, and is based on Sfora, like someone sick going to a doctor, which reminds us. Ravashi says that Hamotzi Mechavero of Araya is a Sfora. It's simple logic that one suffering from pain goes to a doctor to be cured. Similarly, anyone attempting to litigate a claim against his fellow must substantiate his claim to Beis Din. Daf Mem Zayin, so the simmer Daf Mem Zayin is a maize. So here goes. The maize owner's cow, maize, that must be more Daf Mem Zayin. The maize owner's cow that gored an ox and ran into the maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that where a pregnant cow gored an ox and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the attack or afterwards, if the cow is here, then half damages can be collected from the cow. And if the cow is not here, then quarter damages can be collected from the offspring. So the maize owner's cow, the Gordon Oxen, ran into the maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages, broke some pots that were placed there by a potter who had rishos to enter, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaKadosh Hikinis Kinerasava Chatzar Baal Bayis Shelo B'Rishus, if a potter brought his pots into a homeowner's courtyard without rishos, and the homeowner's animal damaged the pots, he's potter from paying, and if the animal is harmed by the pots, the potter is chayiv. But if he brought them in with permission and they were broken, the courtyard's owner is liable. The same laws are taught for bringing in produce or an animal. Rebbe says, "B'chulan eino chayv adji yekabel lev lishmor." In all these cases, the homeowner is not chayv for property damage in his domain unless he accepted to guard it. So the maize owner's cow, the Gordon ox, and ran into a maize with its recently born calf to escape payment of half damages or quarter damages, broke some pots that were placed there by a potter who had rishus to enter, and then died from overeating produce that was put there by someone who wasn't allowed to be there, but still didn't have to pay. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's animal is harmed by produce brought in without permission, the produce's owner is liable. Rava said that this is only where the animal slipped on the produce. But if the animal ate the produce and died from overeating, he is puffed because it should not have eaten so much. Tosfos explains that one is not chayv where the animal brought the harm upon itself. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf we machlokes is regarding what the din is when a shomer returns an ox after it's condemned to death? That's on daf Mem Hey. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss why the owner of an ox that fell into a homeowner's pit, killing his father or son, was liable in kofar? That's on daf Mem Ches. Good. Number three, which daf do you learn that hamotzi mechavero, all of a riot, is based on svara? That's on daf Membav. Good. Number four, which stuff do you learn the distinction between an animal fouling water it fell into with its body versus fouling the water through the carcass's odor? That's on Duff. Memches. Good. Number five, which stuff do you learn that one is not chayv when someone's animal overeats and dies from produce that was not permitted to be there and the Baal buys his chatzer? That's on Duff. Mamzine. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that the Torah awarded to Mei Vlados to the Baal, even if he had relations with a woman out of wedlock? That's on Duff. Mem Gimel. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn when the woman baking in her neighbor's property was chayv for his goat that died from eating her dough? That's on Duff. Mem Ches. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn why Hamotzi Mechavero Alvaraya was called a Kol Gadol Bedin? That's on Duff. Memvav. Good. Number nine, which stuff do when Rabbi Shimon holds that if an ox intended to kill one Jew and it killed another, the ox is not liable for death? That's on Duff. Memdal. Good. Number 10, which thing when that when a pregnant cow gored an ox and it's unknown if the cow gave birth before the attack or afterwards, half damages can be collected from the cow or quarter damages from the offspring? That's on Duff. Memzine. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.